Hi there. A question came in from Igor. You said once that during the time in the monastery, you felt like a fool. Once you went to meet a sick person, and there you actually were useful. What do you mean by that? Well, you know, in the monastery, you kind of strip down all of your skills, you kind of, all of your manipulations, you learn to kind of drop those. You're more and more simple, more and more physical, more and more just raw in the room. You're just fresh. You don't really know what's going on, but you're somehow, everything becomes bright. You're like a fool, but you're living in this kind of luminous, magical, flowing life. This really starts to happen. It's not an idea. But you feel kind of useless, like you don't have any skills. And you look out at people and you think, wow, they're really professional people. They're really talented. And you're there raking and you don't really have any skills. You can make miso soup, maybe. You know, you can ring a bell, you know, beautifully. But this was after I was recently ordained, and the Roshi took me to the hospital, and there was a woman who had been coming and helping out at the temple for a long time, very dedicated. She had made our samogi. She had mended the Roshi's koromo, and always making food, always showing us how to cook. And I remember she was close to dying, and she was in the hospital. And I remember going in, and I saw there she was, and it was the first time that I saw that my focus was transformative in a helpful way to someone. I could see her there, you know, close to death. I could see her focus. And I could see that I could approach her, and I could take my focus, and I could meet her, and I could help her open a door internally. By being with her, I could help align her, help bring her into oneness, into clarity. And this is a skill that you learn. You learn doing that with the Roshi. You learn by meeting in Sanzen, by then taking that out into everything you're doing throughout the day, walking around, working. There's this subtext of interacting that you learn how to function with, how to apply, how to dance with. And that was the first time I really saw that in life I would have a skill that I could wield. I had a certain power that I could wield. And that was this under the table focus that I had been receiving with the Roshi for so long. And then of course I went out into life, and when I left the monastery, it took a long time to learn to wield that well. But that's what I've been doing for these, you know, 18 years or whatever since we left. So that was what I saw, that I was actually useful for, I saw that the training really made sense. Thanks for the question. Keep them coming.